Yes, it's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show from the space coast of Florida. This is General Galen Shaw, and I'm feeling just fine. I see you were faking it. Yes, I was faking it. That is Phil Hendry, and welcome, folks, to the Space Coast. We have Dr. Erdman in tonight.
Dr. Erdman's going to be talking about Gladland Beach, yes.
Dr. Erdman talking about Gladland Beach. We haven't talked to Dr. Erdman in, I said 5 years, and he said 10.
Yeah, I think it's been more like 10 years.
It feels like five to me. How do you know? I don't know. And then we have Gloria Grover to come on the program. Margaret, you approved this.
Gloria's going to come on and talk to me about...
about the big rear end thing.
Yes. Now, I know that Patsy's feeling bad. Patsy's feeling terrible that you took all this grief over having the big rear end. Patsy wanted you to know. She's a great admirer. I know she is, okay? Why did she say I had the big ass?
She was just talking. She said, you know, Margaret's a very lovely woman. I wonder why the ass got out of hand. That's all.
I don't even know why I agreed to this.
Well, Gloria Grover is going to come on and talk to you. She said she wanted to talk to you about the wide ass. That's the way she put it.
I'm getting a little tired of this, the various ways this is described, and I'm beginning to think you guys are trying to chowderhead me.
No, Ms. Gray, I swear to God.
Oh, yeah, I'll believe you.
Just allow Gloria to come on and talk about this.
Really, Gloria wants to talk about it.
Gloria is an overlord, and they'll cut the next step. Maybe she's got some tips, I don't know. Dr. Erdman joining us here on the Newsmaker line, here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Having a bath, huh, Doc?
I am, Phil, and I want to say it's wonderful to talk to you, and the longest time since I talked to you, and when I discussed the appearance of Dixon, he said that you would have no problem being in a bathtub.
We don't. We have a lot of guests that are in the bathtub. It was a little bit of a contentious point for us for a long time, but we're fine.
It's a great, great way to end the day. I've had a
very, very long day. What happened?
Well, I'll tell you. I was in the conference room at the college. And
you teach over at...
So I had incident. We're in the faculty room, and I said to this one professor, Bill Keaton, who's a wonderful guy, and I said, would you take your feet off of the chair that I was going to... Would you take your feet off the chair? He said, why, you're not sitting there. And I said, well, I was going to put my feet there, and it may sound petty, but I kicked his feet off the chair. He got up swinging, and...
You're kidding me. The guy took a swing at you?
Yeah, he did, and then I ducked, and I hit him pretty good right in the chin. And he went out, and I just got back to the hospital right now. He was out for about a half hour, and they had to set the jaw.
You're kidding me.
No, but the thing is, I told him to get his feet off the chair, and he would do it. What is he laughing?
What are you laughing at, Phil? I don't know. I'm sorry.
Well, Phil...
It's all right, Dr. Erdman. Phil is known to just laugh, and people now just go along with it.
Now, Phil, I have to tell you, he was very seriously injured.
I know, I know. I know you said you knocked him out with one punch.
You don't think I can do that?
I absolutely do think you can do it. Yes, I do. And he hit the deck, and he is in the hospital for how long now?
He's been in there about 3 hours.
Was there a police report filed? Did anything happen?
No, I said to him, I had said, get your feet off the chair, and he gave me the big finger. He gave me a finger. I forget if he said no or he gave me the finger. I think he gave me a finger. And that's when I kicked his feet off the chair, and I went to sit down, and he stood up, and he said, he pushed me. That's when I went ahead and did a straight right hand to his chin, and he went down. I mean, just like that. So,
is he all right now?
He's okay. I think they set the jaw.
So you broke the man's jaw.
I broke his jaw, yeah. But I don't want to get sidetracked by that because I know that I'm on here to talk about Gladland Beach. But that was something that happened. And I suspect had I spent the morning at Gladland, well, no, it wouldn't have made a difference. But Gladland Beach can certainly take a lot of violence out of a man.
So just to be clear, this all happened this morning in the faculty room there at the college.
Yes.
That this guy, you told this guy to get his feet off your chair?
He told me to, I told him to get his feet off the chair, and he wouldn't. And so I kicked his feet off the chair, and I sat down.
You kicked his feet off the chair?
Yes, I said, get your feet. I looked at his feet, and I said, you got your feet on my chair. And not that it means anything, but I said to him, I said, frankly, Joe, I don't like it. You got your feet. You might as well put your feet into a plate that I'm eating a meal in, a meal from. And
that, you felt that way?
Yes, I did feel that way. And he went, so I kicked my feet. I kicked his feet off the chair. I went back to my desk to attend to the morning's report. And that's when he came by and he pushed me. And I got up and I gave him the straight right hand to chin. And he went down almost immediately. And that I looked at him and I said, are you all right? He was out cold. Somebody said that they saw me going through his coat. And I was going through his jacket. I was looking for his wallet. And that was to make sure I knew that what his real name was. I didn't want to just keep calling him. I didn't want to keep calling him by the wrong name. So I looked at his wallet, and I found his driver's license.
You were going to the guy's coat.
Yes, Mr. Henry, but I wasn't looking to steal money or anything.
Well, some of the people there thought that it looked like you were that you'd mugged him.
No, I had not mugged him. What a boy, that's a stupid thing to say. I can tell you that.
Hey, look, Doc, I'm just saying what people said.
Okay, well, I didn't mug him. I was looking through the coat, make sure I had his real name.
We're talking to Dr. Erdman from Belmore College. He's going to talk to us here about Gladland Beach in a minute, but this is an incident that happened with a member of the faculty over there. The guy had his feet up on your chair, right? Not the chair you were sitting in.
No, it was a chair that was near my desk. It was my chair.
So you kicked his feet off the chair, and he pushed you, and you hit him in the chin.
Hit him right square, flush in the chin, yeah.
All right, so can we forget about that, or?
Well, yeah, we can. I mean, I've got to go, and I got to go back to my lawyer's office. I had to go in front of a judge today, and they released me on my own recognizance.
So you went in front of a judge?
I did, yes.
Margaret Gray is joining us, friend. How you doing, Margaret?
I'm fine. I'm sorry that I'm late, Dr. Erdman. I was having a preliminary discussion with Gloria Grover about exactly what she wants to talk about, but that's neither here nor there. How are you, sir?
Oh, very good, Margaret.
And I heard that you physically assaulted someone.
Well, the reason that it even took place is it was in the faculty room, and he had his feet sitting on a chair of mine. Now, I don't know about anybody that's listening, any of your listeners. If someone had their feet up on your chair, and I didn't mention he had his boots off, Mr. Rennie. He was wearing cowboy boots. He had the boots off.
So he had his socks.
He had his socks, yeah, only just his feet. And I'll say this. You could smell them, and I won't say what it was like, but you could smell them.
All right, these are facts that you laid out, that you left out the first time.
I did, you're right, because I didn't want to make a big deal out of it.
Okay, but now all of a sudden you're remembering that the guy had his boots off and his feet smelled.
I'm not all of a sudden remembering anything, Mr. Hill. Definitely that is what happened.
All right, so you hit this guy now. You were released on your own recognizance. When are you going in front of the magistrate?
Tomorrow morning.
You're going in front of a judge?
Yeah. And I can tell you that I'm going to tell the judge that I'm very sorry. I did it as a response of him pushing me.
He did push you, so I guess he did sort of provoke it. Have you talked to a lawyer?
I have, yeah. He told me that I had a claim of battery against him, that when he pushed me, that gave me the right to get up and go ahead and hit him. But I asked him, was the fact that his boots were off? I didn't mention it because it's very embarrassing, you know, because his feet smelled. And they smelled really bad. They smelled really, really bad. And I...
You know, we got a whole thing that's going on in this show about stuff stinking bad and...
Well, Phil, it's a world that we all have our nose in. Yeah, that's the truth.
Okay. So, but, all right. So, in this case here, Dr. Erdman, you could smell this guy's feet.
I could smell his feet, yeah. And if you can smell a man's feet...
Dr. Erdman, all right, we're talking to him about this incident involving a fellow teacher, where he knocked his feet off of a stool, and okay, I get it. Now, let's get on to the topic at hand, which is Gladland Beach. What is Gladland Beach, and where is it?
All right, so Gladland Beach, this is what I really wanted to talk to you about, and I'll get my mind off the other thing. Gladland Beach is here in Florida. It's south of us by about 6 miles. It's near the Dobre Pits, if you know where that is.
And, I know where that's at.
Okay. And Gladland Beach, where you get out of your car and you take off your shoes and you walk barefoot down onto the sand. And you enjoy the air and you look at the beautiful sun. I'm looking at your program right now, Mr. Henry, and I see a beautiful ocean behind you. That's the way it looks at Gladland Beach. So at Gladland Beach, you see the beautiful sun, you feel the beautiful air, and you feel the beautiful moisture on your skin. And at Gladland Beach, you mentioned you have plantar fasciitis.
I do, yes.
Okay, so your feet ache pretty good when you come off the sand?
They do.
At Gladland Beach, you will notice, Bill, you'll come off the sand and your feet will feel fine. You'll sit there on the edge of the driver's seat of your car and you kind of rub your feet a little bit. Then you'll look in the rearview mirror. This is the first inkling you get that Gladland Beach has changed you, because you can see your skin's a little bit clearer. And here's the best part, and you have to kind of pull away and go home and look in a full mirror. You're not going to get the whole effect looking in the rearview mirror. But when you get home, look in the mirror. You'll see a very, very healthy and handsome man staring back at you, Phil, of the same age. How old are you?
I'd rather not say, but I'm up there.
Okay, all right, well, no. But you see a man that's very, very similar, at the same age. But he will be so unlike you, it won't look like you, but it'll be you. That's what Gladland Beach can do.
All right, so you're going to have to explain here. We're talking here to Dr. Erdman.
So Dr. Erdman, no kidding, we need the true story.
Dr. Erdman has given a true story. This has been written about in Gladland Magazine.
It was written about in Gladland Magazine, but these gentlemen want to know. It was written also about in Scientific American, Mr. Henry, and it was also had a story in Psychology Today. So Gladland Beach is very real.
Okay.
So you see, looking back at you is someone that doesn't look like you, but it is you. This is what Gladland Beach does. And
all right, Doc, I'm sure you've had a lot of people say to you, you know, bull, you know what.
I tell you what, General, I'll take you down to Gladland Beach tonight, you and Mr. Henry.
And I'd like to go, too.
Yeah, me, too.
I take the whole crew. We'll go to Gladland Beach. You guys can walk down the beach and just breathe the air, sit down, rub your feet, have normal conversation.
Are we going to look different to each other as we walk down the beach?
You may. You may have noticed the General has morphed into it's General Shaw, and he's the man of the same age, but it's not, it's his nose may be bigger, he's got a chin that's different, it's a different looking guy. And like, for instance, General Shaw, would you say that you have good teeth, don't you?
I've got very good teeth. I've taken care of my teeth my whole life.
The man that's going to look at Mr. Henry will be a healthy you, but you'll have slightly brown teeth. The teeth will be brown.
All right, well, how is that healthy?
Oh, it's healthy. It's totally healthy. I mean, that's just because you have heavy nicotine and coffee stains on your teeth doesn't mean you're not healthy. But that's what's going to be staring back at General Sean, back at you.
Dr. Erdman joins us from Belmore College, and we're talking about Gladland Beach, south of us here in Florida, where you can take a walk down the beach, and you'll come off the beach.
I'll do it. Gladland Beach is a beach here south of us in Florida. You'll walk the beach, come off the beach, look at a mirror.
You'll look at a mirror, and it won't be you.
Yeah, it won't be you looking back at you. It'll be another you looking back at you.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. How you doing, Phil?
I'm fine. All right, I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, I'm grateful that the General and Brian Dickman...
My name is Bud, sir.
I'm sorry. Bud Dickman took a full advantage of trying to make this a serious discussion.
We're talking here to Dr. Erdman. Gladland Beach. You see someone looking back at you...
Mr. Henry, this has been attested to by 20 different people, and their stories are written about Scientific American.
That when they came off the beach and they looked in a mirror, it was a healthy-looking person.
It looked like them from the standpoint of the same color eyes. And
God, General, you're like, oh, my God, Doctor. You're like, it looked like them.
I'm sorry, okay? I'm being excited. It's the same color eyes, the same shaped head, okay, and the same color hair. But other than that, it's another man's face.
And yet it's them.
It's them, yes. And why do they have another man's face? Because their health has improved exponentially. Their health has improved rapidly after taking a walk down Gladland Beach.
Dr. Erdman talking about walking down Gladland Beach and what it does to your face.
Well, you said it like that, Mr. Ernie Laugh.
You're right, I'm sorry. What it does to your face, and apparently you'll look in the mirror and it won't be, you won't see yourself. It'll be a different guy, but you'll look healthier. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Dr. Corrigan Erdman here with a backstage pass to the Phil Henry Show. You can enjoy thousands of hours of Phil's Radio Hall of Fame show and the great netcast that he does. I've been a guest several times on the Mr. Henry Show, and I can tell you it has been a great experience. Many people have stopped me on the street to say, we heard you today, Dr. Erdman, talking about Badland Beach on the Phil Henry Show. Do yourself a favor. Do yourself a big favor and get yourself a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And you'll agree with me and countless others when we say, and you'll also be saying it because you'll be agreeing with us, it's the greatest value on online other than porn. Land Beach.
Welcome back to Phil Henry Show from the Space Coast here in Florida. We have Dr. Erdman from Belmore College. We've got a Belmore Academy that we deal with around here, Doc, so you'll understand.
Oh, I know. I know Belmore Academy because I know Coach Dozier and a couple other people over there.
Oh, you know Coach Dozier?
Yes, I do. It's a great band. We've had great many discussions about education, young people, and so forth.
All right, well, right now we're talking about Gladland Beach, a beach, a stretch of beach here in Florida. It's to the south of us, and it is a place that Dr. Erdman claims has regenerative, I don't know how to say the word.
It has regenerative powers, Mr. Henry.
Regenerative powers.
No, that's not the word. Regenerative.
Yes, no, I did have the word. You're not using the right word.
Okay, well, but it has the powers to regenerate dead tissue, to stretch the skin, to fill in the skin so that you don't have the long wrinkles, to also stretch and to reinvigorate the skin with fluids so that you don't have that double chin and that weak-ass-looking old man chin, that kind of thing like that. At Gladland Beach, all of this happens so that when you're done walking on the beach, you walk back to your car, look in the rearview mirror, it ain't you. It's someone else.
How is that anything that anyone's going to want?
Well, are you kidding? I mean, it's going to be a very healthy-looking and probably even a better-looking person than the one that you are now.
A better-looking person. And that means healthier?
Yes, it means healthier. It's going to be better-looking. It's going to have better skin. It's everything that you want it to be if you go to Gladland Beach.
All right, Dr. Erdman, at what point are we supposed to... Do you have examples of this?
I told you, the man that I cold-clocked, Dr. I cold-clocked one of the members of the staff last night. He went into the hospital, okay, and I brought in a bag of my wet bathing suit and had him rub it on his face. And when I took the bathing suit away, man, that wasn't him at all. It was somebody else.
But he was better looking or something.
He was very good looking, very healthy looking. You could see he was ripped. He had chest muscles.
All of this because of walking on Gladland Beach.
Yes.
And I don't know why it is I'm still listening to this and not hanging up on you.
Well, this is an old wives' tale about the certain springs or stones or things that can regenerate people.
Well, you can call it old wives' tale, but we have it here in Florida right there at Gladland Beach.
All right, I want to get back to a couple of things, then we're going to, you know, head on to a new topic with Gloria Grover, if you don't mind.
Certainly.
So, let's see. So, you, last night, you punched some guy out. He went to the hospital. You took him to the hospital. You let him wipe his face off in your wet, what was it?
Wet swimsuit.
And when he took the swimsuit away from his face, it was a different guy.
I love a laugh as much as the next man, Mr. Hindi, but this is, you know, we're burning daylight here.
Yeah, right. So, he looked like a different guy.
It did not look like that man that you knew, not the man that you punched.
No.
Did he still have a broken jaw?
Oh, yes, of course he did. The jaw was still broken, but the face I'd never seen before. And I've worked with the guy for 15 years.
And you're sure it was the same guy?
Yes, I do, because he answered to his name, and he had his ID tag on him.
It just was a different guy.
It was a different guy, yeah. And I attest that. I attribute that to Gladland Beach.
All right, Doctor, very good talking to you. We do want to follow up at some point. Will you be available?
Yes, I'll be available. I thought you'd have more questions. Aren't we going to take no calls from the audience?
No, we're not. We got to move on to Gloria Grover and our friend here, Margaret Gray.
Spit it up.
You guys over here. I met another thing that I got to do.
Hey, Doc, thank you very much for being a guest here on the Phil Henry Show.
Well, Well, if you give tours to Gladland Beach, Mr. Andy, if any of you monkeys...
That's Dr. Erdman.
Well, would you buy it?
Of course I don't buy it. Of course I don't.
Except there are people that have witnessed this, Phil. That's the problem. And Dr. Erdman said, although I don't suppose you find him credible, that when he took his friend to the hospital after punching his chin in or whatever he did, his friend, as he got better, when he went back to see him, it was somebody else laying there in the bed.
Someone else laying there in the bed. That's the part that I don't get.
Well, he's just talking about how just the weak parts of the face are filled in, the skin's healthier, the eyeballs are healthier. Everything's healthier. And to the point, if you were 1,000% healthier than you are right now, Phil, do you think you'd look like that?
I think I'd look similar to that.
No. No, no. If you were 1,000% healthier than you are today, Phil, that face that you're looking at there would be long gone. It'd be a different man's face.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, it probably would, Mr. Andy. It'd probably look more like, I don't know, you know, it'd probably look way better, look like Ron Howard or something.
Way better looking like Ron Howard or something.
Yeah. What are you getting upset about? I'm not, you know.
All right, what do you think you'd look like, Margaret, if you were healthier?
I don't think that I'm very healthy. I don't think there's much more you can do to make me healthy. If I got healthier, I'd look more like me. What are you looking at?
Nothing at all. Well, it's interesting. We'll see how this develops in the days and weeks to come. Thank you, Dr. Erdman. We'll be right back here with Gloria Grover and Margaret Gray to talk more about Margaret's... You don't have a problem, Margaret.
No, I don't have the problem.
But Gloria wants to talk about Margaret's larger butt, or however it was described by Patsy Shaw the other day. Here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
I'm Gloria Grover. Stay tuned for more on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show is where you get the backstage pass. Yes, everyone's talking about it. No one is without it. It's the greatest contribution to man on earth that we've known in many a year. You get a subscription to Phil Henry's website. It's worth more than any other website around. I really mean it. Get a subscription to Phil Henry's. You heard what he was saying about that guy Erdman and a guy's face changes. You listen to our show long enough. God help me for saying this. You listen to our show long enough, then look in the mirror. It's going to be a different person staring at you.
Yeah. Yeah. The backstage pass of the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Get it for a month, get it for a year, but get it good, sit on it, love it.
Yes, the world-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com, the greatest value online other than porn.
Welcome back, world-famous Phil Henry Show. I'm Phil, you're you, you're who you are. Margaret Gray, Bud Dickman, General Galen Shaw, and Gloria Grover hanging on the line here on our newsmaker line. And, here's how this all went down. Margaret, I'll let you do it, okay?
Thank you very much, since I know about what we're talking about here. I was here on the air with Phil 2 nights ago when General Shaw mentioned that his wife Patsy said, my rear end had gotten bigger, I'd gotten fatter, whatever.
Well, she said your ass had gotten bigger.
Yeah, I was trying to avoid the use of that word.
Sorry.
And so Gloria Grover heard the entire hour and called and was commiserating and was very, very sympathetic to the fact that this was very rude of her, General.
Patsy said it to me. I'm the rude one. I should never have brought it up.
All right, but it was very rude. But she also knew, because she had herself suffered from what she called, what's been called on this program, I think in a very crude way, toilet sloppy, toilet sloppy. Her ass had gotten toilet sloppy, or it had gotten to what they call sloppy one. There are 5 stages.
You buy that, huh? You buy that.
Well, I've got no choice, Phil.
All right, let's get Gloria Grover on the phone here from Ed's. Gloria Grover on the phone here from Ted's of Beverly Hills. As a matter of fact, Gloria, are you there with Dean? Gloria, are you there with Larry?
No, I'm not. You might ask me if I'm here with my husband.
I'm sorry. Are you there with Dr. Elcott?
No, I'm not. I came in here, Phil, to get a little bit of peace and quiet. I know Ed, and I know Ted for a number of years, and I came in here before I got married. I used to come in here before I became an overlord, you know. So this has been a very special place.
All right, so you're without, you're not having problems at home, are you?
I'm not having problems at home. I would tell you that there's a point there's a point where Larry, my son, and Dr. Elcott, my husband, the two of them together, it's a man, I don't two of them together, man, I might do something bad. The two of them together is a real bad looking. It's like a scary looking. The two of them together is like a horror movie, you know, at a certain point. So I just said to them, they were sitting staring at something on TV, some cartoon. So I left them. They were sitting there staring at some cartoon or something. I don't know what. I said, I'm going to take a drive, and I came over to Ted's here.
Okay. So you're at Ted's in Beverly Hills, and you had commiserated with Margaret yesterday after hearing that, you know, she'd been told by Patsy. And we're not going to bag on Patsy.
I know Patsy Shaw. She's a wonderful woman. I know that she didn't mean anything by it. But I, Margaret, I love you, and I told you this. I have to agree with Patsy. I think that your rear end has gotten... I think your rear end is way, way out there, you know?
Well, what do you mean by way, way out there?
I'm just saying, your ass, she's right, it's gotten a sloppy six. She's right, it's gotten a sloppy two, toilet sloppy two.
And right, let's knock off the toilet sloppy two, toilet sloppy one.
No, all right, it is sloppy. All right, it's toilet sloppy. All right, it's toilet sloppy. It's toilet sloppy. That's a shorthand for toilet sloppy.
What did you call it?
I call it, what you have, Margaret, is a case of toilet sloppy.
Toilet sloppy.
No, I said toy
slaw. Toy slaw.
Yes.
That's shorthand for toilet sloppy.
Yes. But what I'm saying, the good news is, Margaret, and there is good news, the good news is that we can get that ass of yours, that we can get the rear area, the butt, and the hips, the whole damn thing, get it into shape. Pack it in, and you will be back looking like your old self.
All right, here's the problem that I've got. First of all, I was told yesterday, no, I've got a fine-looking figure, and that Patsy is overboard. Then all of a sudden, everybody is calling you guys up and getting an opinion. So we've gone from me having a big ass to not having a big ass, back to having what you call toy slaw.
No, it's toy slaw.
What is toy slaw?
It's shorthand for toilet sloppy. Oh, my God.
Say it again.
Tesla.
Tesla?
Yeah.
I'm sure Tesla's shorthand for toilet sloppy. Oh, my God.
Well, that's the way the cookie crumbles. I don't give a shit.
Watch the language, if you don't mind.
I'm very, very sorry, Mr. I really am.
Okay. So what has Margaret got to do, then, to get her rear end back in shape?
I would say, I'm here at Ted's tonight. But Ted, come on over here for a minute.
Hey, Phil, Ted Bell.
Hey, Ted, how you doing?
Gloria stopped in for a cocktail. She told me the problem. Margaret, how are you?
Well, not too good, Ted. So, have you got some answer for this problem that apparently my rear end is too big?
I'll tell you this, Margaret. You've always been a very charming and lovely lady as far as I'm concerned. If you are suffering from Tusla, I would say that it is very... All it would take is to walk down the street doing high kicks. Kick the feet up as high as you can, way high, then just do a high marching kick. And I think that's all you need to get rid of Toysla? Oh, yeah.
Wait, all of you guys know what this Toysla is.
It's Toysla. It's not Toysla.
Phil, it's Toysla, Phil, not Toysla.
I know. It sounds like Tesla. Anyway, you're giving Margaret advice to do what?
To march. What is wrong here you doing?
You just drove Ted Bell away.
What?
I'm sorry, Ted. I didn't mean to blow your mind.
Oh, my fucking...
The phone, for Christ's sake. Phil and Margaret, you're a beautiful woman. Many people have remarked on it. If you just walk down the street kicking your legs as high as you can, and just think and turn, up goes one leg, up goes the other leg, up goes the other leg. And what you're doing is you're taking the toilet slim, and you are, just called it toilet slim, yes, because you're getting toilet slim. You see, and ultimately, you'll be out of the bathroom, and you'll be out of the bathroom, and you'll have piano bench ass. You'll be out of the bathroom, and you'll have what's called piano bench ass, or pian bench ass, or pianchabass.
Pianchabass?
Yes. I'm looking at the mirror. I'm looking at the monitor, Margaret, you can see it. Mr. Henry laughing.
Phil laughs at the pain of others all the time. No, I don't. What an unfair thing to say.
Phil, Margaret needs to get a couple of pounds off that ass. And Patty said so, Margaret knows it. And I'm giving her the advice to do the high kicks. Just imagine that music in your head, Margaret.
Yes.
Yeah, get this, kick the legs up, and then you leave. You go to Toilet Slim, which is Toilet Slim, and then you'll go to Piano Bitch Ass. Piano Bitch Ass.
Piano Bitch Ass?
No, Piano Bitch Ass.
Piano Bitch Ass.
Yeah.
And that's shorthand for Piano Bench Ass.
Right.
All right, I'm willing to try anything.
Margaret, you do not have a bad-looking body. How dare you? So you're looking at my ass.
Hey, how about that, Phil? You got a girlfriend.
All right, I'm not saying anything other than the fact that I don't think Margaret is overweight or in any way looks Toysla or even Toil Slim.
Or even Tesla. I heard Bud say something about Tesla.
Yeah, you're basically saying Toysla is like Tesla. Tesla means you've got a toilet sloppy ass.
Well, maybe they got a lot of toilet sloppy asses over at Tesla. I don't know. Maybe take a look at any of the women that work there.
Okay, thanks very much, Gloria Grover, for these tips, these friendly tips on how to get your ass down to regular size.
So it's not toilet sloppy. It becomes toilet slim until it's piano bench ass or piano bench ass.
Sounds like bitch ass.
Basically, yeah. You want that good piano bitch ass, which is tight, right, Saturday night.
Yeah.
All right, thank you very much, Gloria.
Well, I'm not done yet. See?
Oh, yes, you are. Yeah, you're done. You done. World-famous Phil Hendry Show here from the Space Coast. We learned all about, what the hell is it, Gladland Beach?
Yeah, Gladland Beach, and then we also have Toysla.
Oh, Phil, don't get depressed. I'm working with Gloria on this. We're going to do the leg lifts and the leg kicks, and we're going to go from Toysla to... what is it again?
Yes, it's Piano Bench Ass.
Piano Bitch Ass?
Piano Bench Ass.
No, that's not it. It's the shorthand. The shorthand.
Margaret, they're going to drive you nuts for no reason at all.
Okay, you look fine. I want to be the woman that I can be, all right? I want to look in the mirror, and I don't want to see her. I want to see a whole different woman. Someone I don't recognize. Phil, I haven't said this to you in a long time, but would you just blow it out your ass, okay? Because, Margaret, no, please, all right? You're not that funny, and life isn't that funny. You got it?
Yeah.
God, great.
All right, I'm sorry. God damn it.
Don't forget to get your ass. Piano bitch ass.
Piano bitch ass.
Piano bench ass.